Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We are continuing our class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 16, The Divine and Demoniac Natures. We left off on text number 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Aneka Chitta Vibrantha Moha Jala Samavrita Prasakta Kama Bhogeshu Pratanti Narakeshu Chao. Word for word meanings, please repeat. Aneka, numerous, chitta, by anxieties, vibranta, perplexed, moha, of illusions, jala, by a network, samavrita, surrounded, prasakta, attached, kama bhogeshu, to sense gratification, patanti, they glide down, narake, into hell, ashuchao, unclean. Would you please repeat after me? Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Purport. The demoniac man knows no limit to his desire to acquire money that is unlimited. He thinks only of how much assessment he has just now and schemes to engage that stock of wealth further and further. For that reason, he does not hesitate to act in any sinful way, and so deals in the black market for illegal gratification. He is enamored by the possessions he has already, such as land, family, house, and bank balance. And he is always planning to improve them. He believes in his own strength, and he does not know that whatever he is gaining is due to his past good deeds. He is given an opportunity to accumulate such things, but he has no conception of past causes. He simply thinks that all his mass of wealth is due to his own endeavor. A demoniac person believes in the strength of his personal work, not in the law of karma. According to the law of karma, a man takes his birth in a high family or becomes rich or very well educated or very beautiful because of good work in the past. The demoniac thinks that all these things are accidental and due to the strength of one's personal ability. They do not sense any arrangement behind all the varieties of people, beauty, and education. Anyone who comes into competition with such a demoniac man is his enemy. There are many demoniac people, and each is enemy to the others. This enmity becomes more and more deep between persons, then between families, then between societies, and at last between nations. Therefore, there is constant strife, war, and enmity all over the world. Each demoniac person thinks that he can live at the sacrifice of all others. Generally, a demoniac person thinks of himself as the supreme God, and a demoniac preacher tells his followers, "Why are you seeking God elsewhere? You are all yourselves God. Whatever you like, you can do. Don't believe in God. Throw away God. God is dead." These are the demoniac's preachings. Although the demoniac person sees others equally rich and influential, or even more so, he thinks that no one is richer than he, and that no one is more influential than he. As far as promotion to the higher planetary system is concerned, he does not believe in performing yajnas or sacrifices. Demons think that they will manufacture their own process of yajna and prepare some machine by which they will be able to reach any higher planet. The best example of such a demoniac man was Ravana. He offered a program to the people by which he would prepare a staircase so that anyone could reach the heavenly planets without performing sacrifices, such as are prescribed in the Vedas. Similarly, in the present age, such demoniac men are striving to reach the higher planetary systems by mechanical arrangements. These are examples of bewilderment. The result is that without their knowledge, they are gliding toward hell. Here, the Sanskrit word mohajala is very significant. Jala means net, like a fish caught in a net. They have no way to come out. Text number 17. Atma sambhavitastabdha dhana mana madanvita yajante nama yajyaiste dambena vidipurvakam atma sambhavita. Self-complacent, stabdha, impudent, dhanamana, of wealth and false prestige, mada, in the delusion, anvita, absorbed, yajante, they perform sacrifice, nama, in name only, yajyai, with sacrifices, te, they, dhamhena, out of pride, avidipurvakam, without following any rules and regulations. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes proudly perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules or regulations. Purport. Thinking themselves all in all, not caring for any authority or scripture, the demoniacs sometimes perform so-called religious or sacrificial rites. And since they do not believe in any authority, they are very impudent. This is due to illusion caused by accumulating some wealth and false prestige. Sometimes such demons take up the role of preacher, mislead the people, and become known as religious reformers or as incarnations of God. They make a show of performing sacrifices, or they worship the demigods, or manufacture their own god. Common men advertise them as God and worship them. And by the foolish, they are considered advanced in the principles of religion or in the principles of spiritual knowledge. They take the dress of the renounced order of life and engage in all nonsense in that dress. Actually, there are so many restrictions for one who has renounced this world. The demons, however, do not care for such restrictions. They think that whatever path one can create is one's own path. There is no such thing as a standard path one has to follow. The word avidipurvakam, meaning a disregard for the rules and regulations, is especially stressed here. These things are always due to ignorance and illusion. Ahankarang balang darpam, kamam krodham cha sansrita, mam atma paradeheshu, pradvishanto byasuyaka, ahankaram, false ego, balam, strength, darpam, pride, kamam, lust, krodham, anger, cha, also, sanghita, having taken shelter of, mam, me, atma, in their own, para, and in other, deheshu, bodies, pradvishanta, blaspheming, abhyasuyaka, envious. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demons become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and in the bodies of others, and blaspheme against the real religion. A demoniac person, being always against God's supremacy, does not like to believe in the scriptures. He is envious of both the scriptures and the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is caused by his so-called prestige and his accumulation of wealth and strength. He does not know that the present life is a preparation for the next life. Not knowing this, he is actually envious of his own self as well as of others. He commits violence on other bodies and on his own. He does not care for the supreme control of the Personality of Godhead because he has no knowledge. Being envious of the scriptures and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He puts forward false arguments against the existence of God and denies the scriptural authority. He thinks himself independent and powerful in every action. He thinks that since no one can equal him in strength, power, or wealth, he can act in any way and no one can stop him. If he has an enemy who might check the advancement of his sensual activities, he makes plans to cut him down by his own power. Tanahang vishatak kuran Sangsareshu naradaman Kship yajasram ashubam Kshipam yajasram ashubam. Again, please. Asuresh Veva Yonishu Tan, those, Aham, I, Dvishata, envious, Kuran, mischievous, Sangasareshu, into the ocean of material existence. Nara Adaman, the lowest of mankind. Kshipami, I put. Ajasram, perpetually. Ashuban, inauspicious. Asurishu, demoniac. Eva, certainly. Yonishu, into the wombs. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly indicated that the placing of a particular individual soul in a particular body is the prerogative of the supreme will. The demoniac person may not agree to accept the supremacy of the Lord, and it is a fact that he may act according to his own whims, but his next birth will depend upon the decision of the supreme personality of Godhead and not on himself. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is stated that an individual soul, after his death, is put into the womb of a mother, where he gets a particular type of body under the supervision of superior power. Therefore, in the material existence, we find so many species of life, animals, insects, men, and so on. All are arranged by the superior power. They are not accidental. As for the demoniac, it is clearly said here that they are perpetually put into the wombs of demons, and thus they continue to be envious, the lowest of mankind. Such demoniac species of men are held to be always full of lust, always violent and hateful, and always unclean. There are many kinds of hunters in the jungle are considered to belong to the demoniac species of life. Yes. Yes, but what Prabhupada is emphasizing, that the final decision of exactly where a particular individual is going to go, that's God's decision. That's the emphasis. So the emphasis also is that, yes, you're correct. It is based on a person's karma. But then God is a person. And because he's a person, it's not completely mechanical. So he tells Yamaraj, place this living entity in this particular situation. And the reason for that is that karma is so complex, because nobody is completely bad and nobody's completely good. It's a mixture. So exactly where somebody is going to land, that is done by Supersoul, by Yamaraj. So he's just trying to emphasize, and contrary, that, you know, a person may think, you know, it's up to me. Not really. It's not. And another thing, when you go before a judge, like even if you're convicted by a jury, the judge is the one who gives the sentence. And the judge has leeway. And depending on the judge, I'm talking about, you know, in America, depending on how the judge leans, you may get a judge that's known. The lawyers know, oh, this judge, he's very harsh. And another judge is very lenient. And so they tell the client, oh boy, we got to change, because if you get convicted, this guy is, you know what I'm saying? So it's also individual. So the emphasis that Prabhupada is placing, prerogative of the Supreme Will, that ultimately it is God's decision what's going to happen to each and every soul. Yes, it's your reaction. You made the choice, but now exactly how that judgment is going to be delivered, that's up to Krishna. Okay? Does that satisfy you? Okay, what I'd like to do right now, Prabhupada made a reference to a verse in the third canto. So, Batuk, would you please sing? And I'll find that. I want to read that verse in purport as the next little section. So if you could do a little kirtan, please.